Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieke, and we're here today at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Our specialties are relationships with our body, relationships in general, and also incorporating how different aspects of our life get in the way or help our body confidence. So we're here at Law of Attraction Radio Network. Our show is called Body Confidence LOA Style. And before we go into our topic today, Sharon, tell our audience what you're up to.
Oh, I'd love to. I am doing relationship coaching. And I would love for you guys to reach me at, send me an email at sharonshrieke@gmail.com, SharonShrieki. And if I say anything that resonates with you and you just want to get a little taste of what relationship coaching can do for you, you send me an email. I will definitely give you a free session so that you can experience it. And that would be my pleasure. Again, my email address is sharonshrieke@gmail.com, and that's spelled Sharon, SharonShrieke@gmail.com, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all. And how about you, Steph? What's happening? I know you got lots going on.
Well, this week I'm really focusing on articles I'm writing for my bodyawe.com site, because I feel when I'm in touch with my master list, I just, you know, tap on their shoulders maybe twice a month with an article about a client experience so they can identify with that. And you can find me again at bodyawe.com, and also check out my body knowledge system, which I gave birth to after 4.5 years. I didn't want to let it go, Sharon.
Wow.
I kept creating it back and forth, and finally let it go into the world. Wow. Body knowledge system and awesome intelligence. So wow. With that said, everyone, as you're listening, Sharon and I were talking the other day about how health, being healthy, being not healthy, how does that affect our body confidence? Now, when I say that to you, Sharon, what comes up for you?
So when I think about, I'm just going to give you a little background, because I come from a home that eating, you know, vegan, vegetarianism was like the only way to eat, and everything was about food. Everything was about what you eat and how it affects your body. And today, I think that what I learned in my experience was that our emotions can also affect our body similarly as food. I mean, I would say 50%, 50% emotions and 50% food. And so that's why I really love the body knowledge system, because that puts us in contact with our emotions and what we're feeling. And so I get excited about that. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Sharon, I loved how you introduced the subject of health, because it's very huge and vast.
Yeah.
So I love how you talked about how you were brought up, and I feel that your mom was in your best interest to help you. You know, when you talked about vegan, all I'm thinking about is what we do in the body knowledge system is How did you, I have to ask you this. When you ate the certain recipes your mom made, did your body like it or not?
So I'm gonna tell you, when she first started, it was about maybe 30 years ago she started it, and we were traumatized because we you know, from one day to the next, she just, actually it was more than 30, am I saying?
Give me an example. Like you're sitting down to lunch or dinner, or
what happened? She read this book called Sugar Blues. And overnight she decided that, you know, in order for us to do well in school, she had to pull all the sugar out of the house. And all the, you know, anything that has red dye, and every, from one day to the next, we were traumatized.
Well, you have friends, you could get your sugar from them.
Right. So what I did was, I would go to my friends and I would just pig out in their house, and they would be like, "What is wrong with this person?" But I couldn't. I had to get my sugar fixed. And you know what? And the funny thing is, they would come to my house, and even till today, they tell me, "Wow, I remember the grapefruits that your mom used to buy." My mother would never buy grapefruits. Meanwhile, we had Entenmann's donuts, we had Twizzlers, we had all kinds of stuff at her house, but never grapefruits. They would come to my house, and they had fond memories of eating grapefruits in my house when I have fond memories of donuts in theirs.
Well, it's funny because I don't think it's – when we talk of sugar, just to get off here, is my knowledge of sugar is the sugar in fruits. Every fruit has sugar.
Yes.
Which is different than Coca-Cola soda.
Right. So from what I know about it is that the sugar in fruits there's a process to it. So the body, it's not a simple sugar, it's a complex sugar. So the body has to put it through a process. And in that process, the body it benefits. It takes the nutrients, it gives you something. And these, you know, let's say donuts, it gives you nothing. It's just sugar, and it goes into your system. And I think it also creates some kind of emotion in us, the sugar, the effect of sugar.
Okay, you go first.
Well,
if you have that sugar, do you go like off the wall?
I do. So this is when I realized, because I try to do the body knowledge system, and I try to be in touch with what's going on in my body. I find that I crave the sugar when I'm tired, or when I'm, you know, let's say when I'm irritable. Usually when I'm tired, I feel the need to grab a piece of chocolate or something. Or sometimes I'm just feeling, you know, a little rebellious, you know. I just want that candy or whatever it is, and so I do. So I will eat a little bit of it, but before I eat it, I have to say what I'm feeling, and that's my rule. My rule today, because I know how important it is to know what's going on and not be blinded by the emotion. I will identify the emotion that I'm feeling. I do that as a treat for myself. And then once I acknowledge that feeling, so I'm feeling nervous, I'm feeling anxious, then I say, okay, I'm gonna take this piece of chocolate now, and maybe one day I'll come up with another trick to getting rid of that feeling. Right now I'm gonna do the chocolate. I'm gonna do that.
I like it that, you know, during our conversation we're focusing on feelings, because most people, like, I went on the internet to look the other day. I had some inflammation, and I'm hearing all these doctors' advice, this and that, take this, made my head spin, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But as using the body knowledge system, I asked my body, okay, we're going to experiment this week. with food and inflammation. And that has to do with health. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this experimentation, which is still going on this week, is very fulfilling and enlightening. I mean, I just read one little tidbit that bell peppers, if I have a little bit each day, will eliminate inflammation.
Wow. Yeah.
Guess what? I've done it for 2 days.
I'm good.
I'm good, girlfriend.
Wow.
That's but, you know, but it could have worked in reverse, Sharon. Let's say you tried it.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's body is different.
Right. Right.
So you can't, you know, doctors are doctors, gurus are gurus, enthusiastic people. But, you know, I could tell you this with my body, but your body might say, I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, it's an amazing thing. If you believe in it, that's why we have to try it all. Because if something resonates with you, you have to try it because it just might work. If the brain agrees, this is going to be good for me, then the body follows through and it repairs. I believe that the body is self-repairing and the brain has a big part of it. And so if you believe something is going to be, you know, it's going to work for you. So if you say, you know what, if I eat a salad every day, I'm going to be healthy. I truly believe that will keep you healthy.
Oh, really? Well, you're getting into a very thin line here. So we're talking about beliefs and physiologically, our body might say, I don't think so. I mean, you brought this up.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something very cool. I'm going to tell you a very funny thing that I learned. So I go to all these, I told you, I go to all these classes and I learn all these interesting things. And so there's and there's something that I learned that's very related to body knowledge and what our body. So there's this concept. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Do you ever hear of kinesiology?
Well, yeah.
Kinesiology is this idea that our body has this intelligence, that our body could tell us whether something is a yes or no. So I learned this cute little trick, okay? Let's say you want to know if a certain food is something that your body wants or craves or needs, a vitamin that it needs at the moment. So what you do is you stand up straight, and you put that food by your chest, by your thymus gland, which is like, I guess, between your solar plexus and your throat. I mean, it's like sort of like by the bone of your chest. And you ask yourself, you tell yourself while you're standing, you say, hey, does my body need this? And the most interesting thing happens. Either you feel your body leaning towards it or leaning away from it. And leaning towards it is a yes. Leaning away from it is a no. And it's a really cute little, I mean, even if, every time I've ever done it with chocolate, it says no. But if I do it with an apple, it's absolutely yes. And it's a fun little trick to do with your friends. And it's interesting. It's an interesting little.
Oh, I love that. And Sharon, again, tell people how they can contact you.
Okay, so you can contact me, you could send me an email, or you could find me on Instagram. My Instagram is Life Coaching with Sharon, and you could send me an email, and if you send me an email, I will send you all kinds of fun things that I am working on these days. My email is sharonshriki@gmail.com, sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And I would look forward to hearing from you and definitely giving you a free session so that you can experience what relationship coaching is all about. And how about you, Stephanie? Tell us where.
Okay. I'm at coachstephaniewood@gmail.com. But the most easiest way to get to me is my site, bodyawe.com. and click on contact and get some of my ebook goodies and my book and articles and other such stuff. So here's the thing, Sharon.
Yeah.
As we wrap up today, we've really gone around with health. So I want to move with what you just said with the kinesiology of moving with what your body wants and doesn't want. But I do something, and I think we have done this before, but our audience would love to hear it again. If I ask you how a certain food feels in your body, tell me yes or no. You want to play this game?
Okay. I'm always up for a game.
So, all right. Here is this plate of pasta with a light sauce and a little drizzle of Parmesan Romano cheese. How would that feel in your tummy?
Okay, so it would feel great. It would feel great. You know. So
okay, you're coming over for dinner tonight.
Yes, sure. Yes, but I'm going to tell you that yes is coming from this little girl inside of me. Is definitely coming from the little girl, because I even hear myself sounding joyful and happy. And
well, again, do you remember how it feels in your tummy when you eat that type of food?
It feels, feels like I'm full. It feels, you know, it feels satisfying, tasty. Yeah, feels good.
Okay, your turn. You give me a dish or a type of food and ask me how it feels in my tummy.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a huge salad with chickpeas and a lemon dressing with a little bit of toasted sunflower seeds and tomatoes, cucumbers, maybe some onions. How does that feel for you?
Okay, here's what I would do to make my tummy feel good about this. I would just take out the tomatoes and cucumbers.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I just, me and lettuce, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Now it might be, quote, healthy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, make you lose weight, supposedly. But I like really raw vegetables. I would like a salad with the cucumbers, a little bit of onion, and forget the lettuce. I'd like some bell peppers. Oh. Any, you know, just that would be, like, I like crunchy stuff.
Right. I gotcha. I got you.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, what can I think of? Oh, you mentioned this before. How about an apple?
So an apple is when I think of eating an apple, I, for some reason, I'm just not interested in eating an apple. So I would say,
no, but my question, how would it get out of your head? How would it feel in your tummy?
It would feel great in my tummy. It would feel good in my tummy. Yes, but
so why is your head fighting your tummy?
So what's going on is that I'm thinking about crunching the apple, it's teeth, and it's so much work. You see, isn't it? So I think I'm in the mode of play when I'm at this. When we're doing this podcast, I'm in the play mode. And so I think that's what's interfering with my results.
But you're being very truthful because our audience is understanding that if you're coming from your head, okay, your head is talking now. What is she saying?
She's
about
saying
the apple.
She's saying that, like, the pasta sounds like so much fun to eat. And the apple, even though intellectually I know that the apple is going to be great for me, it's going to be healthy.
I know, but what is your tummy now?
I believe that my tummy will feel good from it.
Okay.
I believe it would feel good.
But it's not exciting.
It's not exciting me, no.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a tug of war for the next.
Yeah. For sure. My mother's listening to this. I'm lying, Ma. No, I'm joking.
No, but it's really interesting. So thank you for playing, these ways of being with our body. So what would you like our audience to remember from our call today?
So what I want them to remember is that they should be in touch with their feelings. I think that when we're in touch with what we feel, then we end up choosing to make the right choices. And even if we make the wrong choices, if we can say, well, I want to eat this food that doesn't really fit in with what I, let's say my diet plan or whatever I decided I wanted to eat. What is going on in my body? What am I feeling? And once you say what you're feeling, then you could eat the food. And maybe one day you'll decide to do something other than eat that food to heal yourself or to make yourself feel good.
So it's this unbelievable relationship. Can you just, I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. This relationship between your mind and body and what other people are telling you to do.
So the relationship.
Why do we do 1, 2, and 3?
So the relationship is, this is my plan for when my emotions ask me to eat something that I know that maybe is not the best thing for me at the time. I do this process. I say, I can eat this food as long as I can acknowledge what I'm feeling inside. And it's usually, let's say, it could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be worry, it could be boredom. So my rule is, as long as you acknowledge yourself, you can eat the food. So the process is, after a while, you start to say, now every day at 4 o'clock, I'm getting anxiety, and that's why I'm eating chocolate. What is this about? What is anxiety about? And then I don't need a chocolate. I can, call a friend, or I can go for a walk, or I can do something else. Eventually, the love that you give yourself through that process and acknowledgement will make you make better choices for yourself.
And on a practical note, Sharon, I would not even buy the chocolate.
Ah, yes, that's extremely practical.
It's not there. Unless I have to get in my car, which I'm not going to do at 10 o'clock
Good
at night,
point.
I'm not doing that.
Loving that point. Yes.
You have to be practical sometimes.
Yes, that is a very good point.
Okay, Sharon, tell one more time how people can contact you.
Okay, well, I'd love for you to contact me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. You can email me and I'll send you all the things that I'm up to, and I would love to offer you a free session. It's SharonShrieky@gmail.com, SharonShrieky@gmail.com, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all. How about you, Steph?
Body Awe, AWE, like an awesome.com. Get your goodies there and contact me on my contact page, and we would love to hear from you. And my takeaway from today is understanding what makes you feel healthy. And notice I use the word feel. It's so unique to you. So honor that. I encourage you to honor that, because when you honor that, you're happy. It's that simple. Now you can go to Google and you can see different information and you can ask your doctor and blah, 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 blah. But really take into account the two processes Sharon and I encourage you to do, and then you can sleep and be happy. So Sharon, say goodbye.
Well, goodbye.
Until we'll see you in the next wave.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you for this conversation. And I honor you because you've taught me so much. And I really enjoyed our time together.
And vice versa. Okay, see you in the next wave.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.